The 14th day of the blessed month of Tuba. The departure of Saint Archilides the monk. It was on this day that the monk Saint Archilides departed. This holy father was born in the city of Rome to righteous Christian parents. His father died when Archilides was 6 years old. His mother dedicated herself to teaching her son the holy scriptures at the hands of a teacher called Theophilus, and he was raised in a life of godliness. When Archilides grew up, he enlisted in the army and became an honorable officer. Later on, he decided to travel to Athens to complete his studies. But before he started his travel, he saw the body of a drowned man that the waves had thrown upon the shore. And Archilides contemplated about the vanity of the world and instead decided to go to Palestine. And there he became a monk under the guidance of a monk named Romanus, who accepted Archilides and put him in a cell to live in solitude. Archilades dwelled there and lived a life of asceticism and goodliness until he reached a level of perfection, and God granted him the gift of healing the sick. And then Archilades made a solemn oath to himself not to see a face of a woman for the rest of his life. His mother grieved for his separation, and she built a hostel for the poor and the strangers, and she lived in one of its rooms. One day, she heard some merchants who had come from Palestine talking about a monk who could heal the sick with his prayers. When she inquired about this monk, she became sure it was her own son, and she arose quickly and went to the monastery and told Father Romanus of her wish to see her son. He apologized to her that Archilades would not meet any woman, but she insisted on her request, and they informed the monk Archilades about the presence of his mother and that she insisted on seeing him. He agreed to allow her to his cell, but he prayed to the Lord not to forsake him and to instead to take his soul. When his mother entered the cell of Archilades, her son, she found that he had passed away. She cried and wept bitterly and asked God to take up her soul also, and God answered her prayer. She knelt beside her son and delivered up her soul. When they tried to separate their bodies, they heard a voice coming from the body of Archilades saying, "Let my body be with the body of my mother, for I did not grant her own heart's desire to see me while we were in the flesh. Now leave our two bodies together." And they buried both bodies together. May his prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen. Also on this day, Saint Moratti, also known as Moriel, was martyred. This saint was born in Tamu to godly Christian parents. Her father was a priest, and God granted him this daughter, and they called her Moratti. They raised her on the Christian moral values. When Diocletian abandoned the faith, this saint went to declare her Christian faith without telling her parents. When she arrived in Ancina, she came before Arianus, the governor. He looked to see a young girl, and so he ignored her. She shouted, declaring her faith in the Lord Christ. The governor was amazed and tried to persuade her to change her resolve in Christianity, but she was steadfast in her faith. He ordered that she be tortured and placed her in an iron chair with a fire under it. With the grace of God, she patiently endured the tortures in spite of her young age and small body. When the governor failed, he ordered to shut her in a cave full of serpents and scorpions. And there she delivered her pure soul and received the crown of martyrdom. When her father learned of his daughter's martyrdom, he came along with the multitude of people of the city, and they shrouded and relocated Moriel's body to Tamu, where a church was built for her pure body. May her prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen. Also, on this day in the year 382 AD, Saint Maximus, the brother of Saint Damasius, departed. The biography of Saint Damasius is recorded under the 17th day of the blessed month of Tuba. May his prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.